The political wave of change that's been battering the Democratic Party this political season came crashing into Massachusetts yesterday. In a stunning upset, Boston City Councilor Ayanna Pressley defeated 10-term incumbent Congressman Michael Capuano in the Democratic primary. Anthony Brooks from member station WBUR filed this report on Pressley's victory.
Well, it seems like change is on the way.
This was a dramatic and historic victory for Ayanna Pressley, the first black woman elected to the Boston City Council who campaigned for Congress on the slogan, Change Can't Wait. Pressley cast herself as a movement-building candidate. The daughter of a single mother and a father who was in and out of prison, she said she could better represent the state's only majority-minority district, which includes most of Boston and several of its surrounding communities.
We committed to running a campaign for those who don't see themselves reflected in politics or government and are forever told that their issues, their concerns, their priorities can wait.
Pressley says those issues include gun violence, racism, domestic abuse, and the wide economic disparity in the 7th District. She's part of a record surge of women and candidates of color, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in New York and Andrew Gillum in Florida, who are challenging established Democrats across the country. On the issues, there was little light between her and the man she beat. Michael Capuano was a reliable progressive vote in Congress who campaigned on his long experience and his opposition to President Trump. But in his brief concession speech last night, he acknowledged that voters had turned their backs on the Democratic establishment that backed him.
Clearly, the district wanted a lot of change. And apparently, the district just is very upset with lots of things that are going on. I don't blame them. I'm just as upset as they are.
Then Capuano tipped his hat to the woman who ended his 20-year career in Congress.
America is going to be okay. Ayanna Pressley is going to be a good congresswoman. And I will tell you that Massachusetts will be well served.
With that, Capuano thanked his disappointed supporters and invited them all for a drink in the Caribbean, where he's apparently heading next. Capuano's defeat means Massachusetts loses a senior member of the House who would have had substantial clout should Democrats win in November. But Ayanna Pressley's victory was as decisive as it was surprising. She shunned corporate PAC money and ran a grassroots campaign that targeted younger voters and voters of color and beat Capuano by 18 points, dominating him in the city of Boston, her stronghold. Last night, she pledged to bring her campaign for change to Washington.
Both my fellow Democrats, who I hope will stand with us, and the Republicans who stand in our way, and to everyone in the 7th Congressional District, that change isn't waiting any longer. We have arrived. Change is coming, and the future belongs to all of us.
With no Republican opponent, Pressley's victory means she will become the state's first African-American woman to serve in Congress. For Here and Now, I'm Anthony Brooks.